Zog the Gemara, Daf Beis Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Omele Rav Masin Labaya, Hotam Nahave, Tatis Rehaven. Why do we say in the Mishnah that it's Shnayim Shein Arba? Meaning that the Balabais doesn't Akira and Hanocha, either through a Hoitso, which he takes the item from the inside and brings it outside, or through a Hanoch Hachnosa, where he takes the item from the outside and brings it inside. And likewise, the Oni doesn't Akira and Hanocha, either by taking the item from the outside and bringing it in, or by taking the item from the inside and bring it out. Shein Arba, we also include in the Mishnah Akiris without Hanocha. For instance, the Oni has a basket and he places it inside. That's one way. And then a Balabais takes it out from his outstretched hand, which is inside. Or the Oni lifts it in the outside, the basket, and he places it in the hand of the Balabais, which is stretched outside. So the Oni does the Maisa Akira, and the Balabais now does the Maisa Nocha and brings it in. Meaning there's two ways for an Oni to do the Maisa Akira, and likewise for the Balabais, two ways to do the Maisa Akira. But he's not chayim on that. And likewise the opposite. Shtayim Shein Arba is the Balabais does the Akira, and he places in the hand of the Oni, which is stretched in inside, or stretched out outside. And that's how we count in the Mishnah, we enumerate the Shtayim Shein Arba. So, Frek de Gemara, Omle Abbas Labaya, Hotam Nehaven, why do you say it's only eight cases altogether? Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Vishtayim Shein Arba Bechutz, for the Balabais, for the Oni. Tartes Rehaven, it's really 12. You're not counting the Hanochas. What about the Hanochas? Each one of these have a Hanocha too. Either when the Balabais removes it from a stretched out hand of the Oni, which is inside, he places the Hanocha, or when the Balabais removes it from the hand that's made the Akira from the Oni, which still remains outside, and he brings it in, he only does the Hanocha. And likewise the Oni. The Oni does a Hanocha when the Balabais picked it up inside and stretched it out, and the Oni removes it off the stretched out hand, which is outside. Or the Balabais placed it in the hand of the Oni, which remains inside still. But the point is, he does the Hanocha. So why do we say Shtayim Shein Arba? It's also Shtayim Shein Sheish. Why are we just counting eight altogether? It's really 12. Because it's really, if you count the Hanochas too, there's 12. Om L'Rav Masel Abayi, Hotam Nehaven, Tatis Rehaven, it's really 12. If you count more, I can tell you there's 16 altogether. Because there was also a case where the Oni is totally chayiv, the Balabais was passive. The Oni did the Akira from inside the home, and Balabais just didn't do the Akira. Balabais just standing there in his home, passive, allowing this to happen. It might even be in the Balabais' hand, but he didn't do the Akira. The Oni removes it out of the hand of the Balabais, and he does an Akira, and he brings it out. Or the Oni does the Hanocha inside, Achnosa inside, and he places it on the hand of the Balabais. But the point is, the Balabais over there is totally potter. That's the first case in the Mishnah. The Oni takes him from the outside and places it in the hand of the Balabais inside. The Oni does the Akira and the Hanocha. So why don't we count the Balabais over there too? He's also part of something. So why let it be 16 cases? So count those cases too. We said it's totally mutter. He's not doing anything. So it count those two. That's not schwer. Why? Bishleime the first bava deresha, meaning where we said where the Oni is chayiv and the Balabais is potter, or the Balabais is chayiv and the Oni is potter, is the reason why we don't count those is potter muta loikatoni, because that's potter muta. The case where the Balabais does everything, and or the Oni does everything, and the Balabais is just passive, and the Oni is just passive, that case is totally muta. It's muta lechatchila even to do it. He didn't do any Akira. He didn't do Hanoch, he didn't do Akira, he didn't do anything. The opposite party. So that's why he can't count 16. Bova de reisha potu muta lechatoni. In fact, the moral above the sefer, the potu vel osa. Mashenk in the cases of Hanocha, which we didn't count. We only counted the Akiras as the Shnayim Shein Arba. Why don't we count the Hanochas where they actively took a part in the Hanocha? Those are not counted. So Bishleim are the ones where they totally passed and didn't do Hanocha either. So those are not counted. But the cases where the parties did merely a Hanocha, why do you only count the beginning part, the Akira? Why don't you count the Hanocha part? El above the Sefer, the Potavel Osa, Kasha. Now you're telling me that the case of the Reisha, where it's potter and mutter, it's totally mutter. Is there indeed such a thing as potter and mutter? Whenever you're Shabbos, you're potter, it's potter aval osser. There's no thing as mutter, it's always osser. You might be potter from mechatos, but it's osser. Bahar Mahani Klas, there are three exceptions to that rule, the potter and mutter, that are indeed mutter. And those are Tzedas Tzvi. Tzedas Tzvi is a very specific case where someone blocks a door where there's a deer inside. So right now the tzeda is done by that person, supposedly, that's sitting by the doorway. Comes along a second person and pulls up a chair in front of that person that's blocking the door. So now, when he sits down on that second chair, he's not doing any maizet tzeda, it's already tzod. The first guy gets up, so the second guy doesn't even have to get up. That maizet tzeda is not called a maizet tzeda at all. That's potter or mutter. That's totally mutter to do. That's not a maizet of tzeda at all. Because by the time when he sat down, it was already tzod. So he's not doing a maizet tzeda. So tzeda svi is potter mutter. Tzeda is nochosh. When the snake is going around a person, now we're not talking about sakonas the foshes, because then of course it's mutter. We're talking about even if it's merely just a regular sakonah, not a sakonah the foshes. The reason why it's mutter is because it's a malachash and it's tzichel gufa. I don't need to capture the snake. I don't need the snake for itself. I just don't want it to go around me. So by a malachash and it's tzichel gufa, b'mokem sakonah, it's mutter in ganzen, even not sakonah the foshes. And that's what the second case of potter or mutter is tzedas nochosh. And the third case that's potter or mutter is mefis mursa. When someone punctures a hole in a pimple and the pus comes out, his purpose is not for the air to enter, which is melechas boina, but rather it's in order that the pus should come out. So maloch, but again, this is similar to nochosh. A melochosh ain't tzich legufa, we hold like a Shimon, he holds over here, it's potter and mutter. So these are the only three exceptions where by Shabbos it's potter and mutter. But all other instances, it's potter for usher. So how could you say that Bava Dereisha is potter and mutter? When the Balabai stands there passively, we don't find any precedence of potter and mutter except for these three cases. So fact the Gemara, so why do we say it's Mika Bekula Shabbos potter and mutter? After all, we know Shmuel only said it by these three cases, by say that's sweet, say that's nachash u'mefes mursa. And for the Gemara, ki itzich leil Shmuel, p'tura, the covid maisa. When did Shmuel say that all p'tura Shabbos are potter avil osa? That's when you do a maisa. When you do a maisa, like say that's nachash, say that's tzvi, mefes mursa, over there, everything is potter avil osa except for three that are potter muta. However, the loy covid maisa, when a person does not do a maisa, like over here where the balabais is standing passively, over there, it's potter mutter, it's poshet, it's potter mutter. It's much more than three cases. Aval heicha, the loik of it maisa, ikatuva, there's many cases that are potter mutter. So that's why it's not schwer why it's potter mutter, by the case of the balabais is passive and only does nakir and anocha. But back to the original kasha, why do we say shnaim shen arba? Why do we count eight altogether? It should be 12. Why are you only counting the akiras of where they're not chayev because it's only half a melacha? Why you count the hanochas too of the oni placing it down, doing the hanocha, the balabai is doing the hanocha? Frag the Gemara, mikomokam tatis rehaven, it's 12. And for the Gemara, like we learned originally, the yisoid in the akira is different than the hanocha. Ptur the osi bilade chiyuv chatos kochoshiv. Only a ptur that's osi bilade chiyuv chatos. Meaning where eventually you might come and do an isa chatos. If you do the Akira, then you might come to do the Anocha. So it's also the Chiv Chatos. Those we count in the Shnaim Shein Arba. The person that's doing the Anocha can never come to a Chiv Chatos. Because Anocha without Akira is nothing. Akira without Anocha might turn into an Akira and Anocha. But Anocha without Akira can never turn into a Chatos. So that's not enumerated. Shnaim Shein Arba, are we only counting those that are Chayv Chatos? The ones that do Akir and Anocha, and the ones that do an Akir without Anocha, lest they might come to do Anocha. So the Gemara, to the Osi Beledichiv Chatas Kachoshiv, to the Osi Beledichiv Chatas Loi Kachoshiv, those we don't count. But La'olam, even this case of doing merely the Anocha is Potava Osa. The only thing we said is Potava Mutter is by the case of the Balabais being totally passive, or the Oni being totally passive. Where he does the Anocha, of course it's Potava Osa. Just the reason we don't mention it is because loy osa le dechiv chatos. You might not come to a chiv chatos, but it's still going to be osa. Now the assertive stick of machlekes Rashi Tosis over here on ptura the osa le dechiv chatos. Rashi learns kigoyin akiris, meaning if you merely do the akira, that's what we counting. Shehein tchilas hamalocha. You might come to finish. Merely doing the Akira is enough a reason to be goyzen, counted that you might come to finish and do the whole malacha. In fact, Rashi, you can't count Akiras alone. If we talk about that he just picked it up, and not that he picked it up and he stretched his hand out and put it into the other domain, but he merely picked it up, and that you want to be goyzer that it might come to the Chiyuv Chatos, that's a tilt of alma. That's not even a maisa of a hoitzah. Bishlam, if you do an akira, you lift it, and you transfer it, and you just didn't do the hanocha. So then there's a chashash, you might come to the Chiyuv Chatos. All you got to do is drop it now and do the hanocha. But if it's merely akira, Rashi says, kagoyin akiras, the merely akira, why would that be considered something to be choshish for that you also did the Chiyuv Chatos? So Tosfos ain't but drawer the chiyuv chatos klal. That's nothing. There's no drawer the chiyuv chatos. It's merely lifting something. If you lift and you stretched and you didn't do the hanocha, that's maybe also the chiyuv chatos. But Rashi says merely the akira. So what's the pshat in this yisurei the machlekes? Rashi and Tosfos, what are we choshish for also the chiyuv chatos? So the Achronim want to say that yisurei the machlekes is like we said in Daf Beis. What's the yisurei the machlekes of the isai tzah where we require the conditions of akira and hanocha? And the transfer hoitzah from one rishus to another rishus. Is the iki yisoy the issa the hoitzah? And the akira and the anocha is just a tanai in the issa? Meaning the issa on hoitzah Shabbos is transferring from one domain to another domain. That's the issa hoitzah. Now there's a condition that needs to be met. You need to make an akira, you need to make an anocha. Or no, the issa is the akira itself of rishus yochid and the anocha in rishus rabim. And you have to have a hoitzah too. But the isra is they're doing the akir rishus yochid and the hanocha rishus rabim. So mele, it's very geschmack. Rashi learns the ikra isra is the akira and the hanocha. So zog Rashi, you did an akira? That's not tilt of alma. That's a part and parcel of the ikra isra. So mele, it doesn't make a difference if you did the hoitzah or not. You did the akira. And that's very reason you did a chelik of the ikra isra. Mashenge Tosa learns that the yisra isra is transferring rishus, hoitzah. If you didn't do Haitzah, you didn't do any part of the Issa yet. Akira and Anocha is merely a Tanai, a condition in the Haitzah. So doing a condition without doing the Ikka Issa, so that Avada you would not be Goyza for. Zaktaisa, it has to be that you did the Akira and the Haitzah. Otherwise, it's Tilta Ba'alma. It has to be also the Chiv Chatos. You have to do the Maisa Issa. The Maisa Issa has to include the Haitzah. So then you can be goyzer, maybe you'll come to drop it or not. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, where the Ikka Issa is the Akira, so then that's enough. You don't need to have the Oitzah. There's very exeri. It might come to Bimaniach. Masha'ing Toises learns that Akira and Anoche is merely a Tanai. Being over on the Tanai alone is not enough of a reason that it's considered Osir Dechiv Chatos. You have to be over on the Gufa Issa, which is the Oitzah, the transfer. So Zok Toises, we're talking about that you're Oiker and you're being Moitzi to the next Oshos. It didn't do the Hanocha. And that's what's Kachoshev. But not merely the Akira alone. So the Yisrael is like a Machloikas and Achronim. If the Ikka Yisoid and Oitzah is the Oitzah, the transfer, and Akira Anoch is merely a Tanai, or the Akira Anoch is the Ikka Issa, and you need a Oitzah, is the Yisoid of Machlekes Rashi and Tosis over here, what's considered Ptura de Osili de Chiyuv Chatos? Zog the Gemara Shneim Pturin, state in the Mishnah, that if they do it together, one does the Akira and one does the Hanoch, the Balabais does part A and only the other part or the opposite, so then the Halach is Shneim Pturin. Why they're both potter? Let them be chai because the malacha was done amongst both of them together. It says in the pasuk Ma'amar is bas soisa. Ha'oy says kula, v'loy oy says miktsasa. You're only chai when you do the whole malacha. Yochid va'osa oy says chayiv. If one person does a malacha, he's chayiv. Shnayim va'osa oy says pturin. If two people do it together, shnayim shasu pturin. And that's taka. If they do a part of a malacha, so shnayim shasu is pturin. It manami, and that's why the halacha is that shnayim pturin, even though it's av the malacha mi benayu. Zok mal it manami om rebchir ba agam de nizikom pi chavuru va omru ba soisa yochit shasu chayev shnayim shasu a pturin. Now there's a machlek as we showed him over here. I mean, the Gemara had a kasha of v'yisav de malacha mi benayu. So who should be chayev? Who should be chayev on the v'yisav de malacha mi benayu? So Tois over here says that the one that should be chayev is the sheni, because he is the one that the gemar malacha comes about through him. So he should be chayev. Isav the malacha b'menayu, he should be chayev. However, Tosfos Tzadik Gimel says clearly, in according to one pshat over there, that the havmina is that the one that does the original akira, the hachnosa vayitzo, the kopit rachmona, even without a hanocha, you should be chayiv on. So we have clearly a machlokes in the Rishonim, 2 days at least in Tosis, if the one that should be mechayiv is the one that does the end, the final result, the hanocha, or is it the one that does the hitzo, kopit rachmona, and even if he doesn't do the hanocha. So the yisoid, again, the same yisoid of machlokes would be, what is the ik yisoid of melechas hitzo? Is the melechas hitzo the transfer to Rishuyos, and that's a Tosis over there, the one that does the hitzo, he should be chayiv, he did the ikka melocha, and akir and hanocha is only a tenai in the melocha, or no, akir and hanocha is the ikka melocha, and that's what the start over here to say at least, that the one that is meniach, the one that finishes and finalizes and conches and finishes it off, he is the meniach, he should be chayiv. So that's, again, totally in this chakira and achronim, the afikayam brings this chakira, that what's the yisoid in isa hitzo? Is akir hanocha a tnai in the is haitzo, and the haitzo is the ikar vart is the transfer, the haitzo is the transfer to Rishus, or no, the akir hanocha is a part and parcel of the yisoid of the is haitzo, the ikar is haitzo, not merely a tnai in the isa. Zog the Gemara boy, Rav es Rebbe, hitina chavera oichen umashkin voitzian lechutz, if someone placed on someone else a food item, he puts it on his back, and the other person now walks outside, mahu, is that considered an akira or not? Akira's guf kakira's chefetz m'koymedomi. Moving one's body with the chefetz on it is like moving the chefetz, so he did the akira. U'mechayev, and he would be chayev. Oidom aloy? Maybe no. Maybe it's not called a ma'is akira. The akira is the one that placed the food on my back, he loaded it on me, and me walking is not a ma'is akira. So I won't be considered I did the akira. So that's a suffix in the Gemara, is akira's guf kakira's chefetz or not? Omalei chayev, moving your goof is considered an akiras chayfetz. Ve'ein adom liyodoy, and it's not like liyad. It's not like the hand of a person. Meaning, if your hand is stretched out inside, and you're standing outside like the oni, and the balabais places something in there, so we said that you're potter for bringing your hand back, even though the oni is moving his hand, because ein adom liyodoy, moving one's hand, akiras yodoy, is not called an akira. You didn't do the ma'is akira. Because yodoy is loy naich. Zog demong on my time, a goof and naich, yodoy naich. Your yad is not naich, your yad is not stationary. So we don't consider the movement of your hand a ma'is akira. Yodoy is not stationary to be considered a ma'is akira when you move your hand. Mashenken goofoy is naich. Your goof is stationary. So when someone plays something on your goof and now you decide to do the walk and walk inside, that walking is a ma'is akira. And you would be chayev for the walking as considered a ma'is akira. That's in between yodoy and goofoy. Now, the Achronim Kler, what's the Stodim in the Gemara over here? What's the pshat that Akira's Gufoy would be, considered Akira's Chepetz or not considered Akira's Chepetz? What is it totally in? And what's the Maskonasa Gemara that the Gemara says that Yitaka Chai for the Akira? So, Pashtus, Chazon Yecheskel, and Chatzkel Abramsky learns the Sophic of the Gemara that how do you look at the item on a person's body? Do you look at it as if it's standing in, the item is now in the Rishus where the body is? The person is standing in a Rishus Rabim, and now the item was placed on him. So we look at the item in a Rishus Rabim. So now when he does a walk, and he walks from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, he was oike the chefetz from the Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. So Akira's gufis kakira's chefetz. Or no, do you look at the item on the person? And since the person, it remains on the person, so we don't see an Akira from one Rishus to another Rishus. It was on the person, and it remains on the person. You don't look at where the body is to consider that that's where the Chepetz is. So that would be the two Tzadim in Gemara of Akira's Gufa, Akira's Chepetz, Domi, Oilav. The Shaila on that is that you can be pushed from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says clearly that the Oni is Chayev when he takes something from the hand of the Balabais. And we see that it's considered munach when he takes it from the hand of the balabais that's inside, not a stretched out hand. It's considered that he took it off the ground, off the rishus of the yochid, of the balabais. So we see that it's clear that it's basar, the rishus that it's in. So an item on a person is basar, the rishus that it's in. So what's the suffix in the Gemara? So other achronim want to learn, the pshat is the akiras gufoy. Maybe that's not considered an akira because that's in a hiluch ba'alma. That's Lashon Chazanish. Walking is considered a hiluch ba'alma. It's not a ma'is akira. For a ma'is akira, you need to have an akira's chayfetz. The fact that I'm moving and that item is moving along with me, we look at it as a walk. We don't look at it as an akira's chayfetz. Halich is not called a ma'is akira. And that the Gemara says that no, that avada akira's chayfetz, akira's gufay domi. it's akiras gufik akiras chevitz domi, and it's not doim li yodoi by a hand that's stretched out. It's not doim to the case of yodoi, because yodoi is loy nahir. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the omid gimel omid aleph.